Meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education will now come to order. Time, Mr. Jeskowitz?
7:33 Verizon time.
Thank you. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through the annual public notice on January 8th of 2015. Faxed to three newspapers designated by the board, the Hunterdon County Democrat, Hunterdon Review, and Express Times. Posting on the district website, the main bulletin board, in the administrative office, and in each Clinton Township school. And finally, faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. Mr. Jeskowitz, may we please have a roll call?
Mrs. Grant?
Here.
Mrs. McLaughlin? Mrs. Hand?
Here.
Mr. Malloy? Mrs. McHugh?
Here.
Mr. McTiernan?
Present.
Mr. Petuto?
Here.
Mr. Sturgis? Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Here.
Mrs. McHugh, could you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Petuto, would you please read the process guardian for this evening?
Certainly.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the monthly board meeting, the Clinton Township Board of Education. Today is Monday, June 22nd, 2015. The 2014-15 school year has come to an end, and it's hard to believe that another year is now complete. Grades are posted, and our eighth grade students graduated on Friday night in a very inspiring ceremony held right here in this auditorium. CTMS eighth grade students close a chapter in their young lives and begin their new journey into their next phase of their life. With the conclusion of the 2014-15 school year, another chapter has ended and a new one has begun for one of our administrators, Mrs. Bobby Philippe. Bobby Philippe is the Director of Curriculum for the Clinton Township School District. She's been with the district for approximately 15 years. She's worked in a variety of capacities while serving the children of our community. She's been a teacher and an assistant principal, and she ends her career here in Clinton Township as the Director of Curriculum. Bobby, on behalf of the Clinton Township Board of Education, I'd like to thank you for all of your years of service. Wish you the best of luck in your new journey called retirement. You will be greatly missed. We want you to enjoy it, to relax, and please come back and visit us. We have a little something.
Here you go, the Red Schoolhouse.
Can I say anything? I forgot the tissues.
I just want to say thank you. It's been a great adventure being here at Clinton Township, and I've enjoyed all the positions that I've been in. I've enjoyed working with the teachers and the parents and the board and my fellow administrators. We've had a lot of fun times and superintendents. It is bittersweet because I'm going to miss a lot about being in Clinton Township, but I am real excited to go on to the next phase of my life. And I'm happy about that. So, but thank you. I'm beyond words with, I'm just, thank you.
Thank you. And moving on, I'd like to bring to the attention of the board members the monthly task list. I put in front of each of your seats the monthly task list updated for this particular month. All projects that are ongoing are in green, ones that are completed are in yellow. The ones that we completed from the last board meeting until today are in blue. I'm happy to announce that we're on task with all the things that we're required to do in the district. If you have any questions about the task list, please don't hesitate to take a look and give me a call. Tonight we welcome the Clinton Township School District Faculty Book Club representative, Ms. Regina Galinas. Ms. Galinas is donating Dr. Seuss books to the Round Valley School Library in remembrance of Dr. Louise Miller, former RVS librarian. Ms. Galinas? Sure.
First of all, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Nancy Simmons. Regina Galinas, unfortunately, is ill. And so I represent our little book club, and Sharon Flannery, our librarian, will also co-present. We established our book club many years ago, 20 years ago. Louise was an avid member, and so our book club, in memory of Louise, decided to make a donation to the Clinton Township School District. Louise was a consummate reader and a sharer of information. Not only did she love books and her library, she was a wealth of information regarding technological services. I first heard the terms listserv and thinkserv from her when I took her internet course many years ago. This was part of our staff training. Her handouts contained remarkable insights into the various search engines and what they are each capable of doing in providing links to further information. Not only was Louise a compassionate, caring individual, she loved to see children learn and explore new ideas. I feel she would be pleased and honored to have these books donated to the Clinton Township District in her name. Sharon.
I met Louise when I first moved here from from Massachusetts many years ago. I called her up. I was feeling very lost and out in the middle of the woods. And I had come from Boston, and there were deer in my backyard. Pigs got loose on the street, and they had to stop Route 31. I mean, I didn't know where I'd landed. I called up Louise, and I said, "Hi, I just moved here. Could I come and volunteer for you?" And she was so gracious and so lovely, and she said, "Sure, come on in." And that's how I met her, and we became good friends. Over the years, we've shared our love of books and libraries especially. Louise loved libraries, and especially the Round Valley Library. When the book club asked me about the donations, I thought really hard about what I wanted to put in the library. I wanted it something really special, but I also wanted it something that would last a long time. And then I thought of, the Dr. Seuss collection. I've been always meaning to build that up. We really need it because we do a big hoopla for Dr. Seuss in the spring. And so I was able to order some beautiful, gorgeous books because of the book club that I have in the library. I'm moving things around to make a little shelf for the Louise Miller Memorial Collection. And I put some book plates, the book club helped me with some book plates inside the front cover. There's some lovely plates, if you'd like to see them, that have in dedication to Louise. So I wanted it to be special and memorable, and we'll have that little sign beside the bookshelf so that other children will probably say, "Who's that?" And then I'll say, "Oh, she was a librarian around Valley for many years." So thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate the donation.
Does each book have that insert?
Yes.
Does each book have the insert?
Yes.
Nice, that's very nice.
Thank you once again. Our agenda is exceptionally long this evening. I feel like I've been saying that probably for 6 or 7 months now, so I probably don't even need to say it anymore. So I'd like to get started with this evening's agenda. I would like to move on to the report of our superintendent, Dr. Drusilla Clark. Dr. Clark?
Good evening, everyone. First thing is our enrollment report. We went up a couple of children, 1471. But I anticipate with summer coming and movement, you'll see movement in those numbers yet again. We have a suspension report. One, 3 days out of school suspension at Patrick McGarren. One, 3 day out of school suspension at Round Valley School. Two, 2 days out of school suspension, Round Valley School. One, 1.5 days in school suspension, Round Valley School. Five, 1 day out of school suspension, CTMS. One, 2 day out of school suspension, CTMS. You can see that spring sprang. HIB report. There are three Spruce Run School investigations, all determined not to be HIV. Three Patrick McGarren, all determined not to be HIV. Four Round Valley, all determined not to be HIV. Three CTMS, all determined not to be HIV. I also have to report to you the HIV and the violence and vandalism report. If you recall, I usually do that twice a year. It's just an update. This report is from September of this school year to December 31st of 2015. It's not 50. Okay. So, in terms of violence, we had one incident of violence, zero vandalism, zero weapons, zero substance abuse, and we had three HIV confirmed cases, all right? That's from just the first half of this year, all right? We also have, in terms of HIV investigations, all right? We had a total number of 22 for that first period, school period, of which three have been affirmed as HIV. If you can imagine the amount of time those 22 incidents took up in terms of investigating, and only three of them actually were HIV incidents. That is the report from September to December. I'll be giving another one later on, not tonight, but a future report. That covers the second half of the school year as they tabulate everything and we input it into the state system. I would also like to acknowledge one of our wonderful students, a young man, John Anderson. He is an Eagle Scout from Annandale Troop 200 for his service project, which benefited the CTMS music department. During the past spring, he decided to give back to that music program and took the time to build a guitar rack. If you look behind you, you can see the guitar rack. All right, it holds 18 guitars, a drum kit riser on casters, and 16 big band style music stands. I believe it's worth around $1,500, John? It's $1,500 to the school. So John, did you want to stand up and say anything? You come up here. We have a little recognition award for you. So thank you so much. Thank you for your work.
did it take you to build that? Did you design it yourself?
My uncle.
Good job.
Very nice. It's beautiful.
Dr. Clark, John is now at the high school, just finished his freshman year.
Yes.
He's going to be a sophomore, so will you continue with music up there, John?
Yes.
Great.
Awesome.
I'd also like to do a little update on world languages to the board. If you recall, when we were making that difficult decision at the middle school, we listened to concerns from students in particular regarding the World Language Program and their future options. And so I really began looking for some alternative options for the high-achieving world language students that we listened to that night. And so I came up with actually a number of good options for the students. But before I brought them to our board to discuss them further, I went to the high school to discuss them, because unless I know that the programs I'm proposing, the ideas I have, are compatible with high school programs, I wanted to make sure they were things that would actually work and would hold the promise of supporting our high-achieving language students. So I shared the options with Dr. Shadow on June 12th, and frankly, the sending districts, superintendents from all of the area that goes up to north, and I brought them into it because all of us, as I said at the time, this is not just a Clinton Township issue. This is an issue across the board when we're looking at scheduling and programs for school districts like ours. And the majority of sending districts have also cut, all but one, have cut their world language programs in order to meet the rest of their requirements. So we are not the only district, although probably the largest district, that has the most students involved in the high school program. And so I brought it up there and we discussed it and we came up with some good ideas. So I brought it to Dr. Shadow and he said he would bring it to the assistant superintendent, Mike Hughes, and that Mike Hughes would review it with the staff. I, of course, was not my usual patient self, and I was hoping to make some decisions a little quicker, but Dr. Shadow explained to me that the school year was ending at the high school. It was a busy time, and they would review it when it was possible. He thought maybe it would need to wait until a September review, and he would get back to me with their thoughts. So I have a list of programs. I've been exploring, doing some research on pricing and how we could make different things work as other options for students. So while we're waiting to see which ones are workable with the high school, I'm gathering some more research and information. And I've talked to a couple of parents who have called me about this and shared that we're working on some ideas. So as soon as I hear back from the high school about that, I will let you know, because the students would need to take an exam, which they do now anyway, but I want to make sure what we're doing would be compatible. So I'm still waiting, I'm still exploring some options, but I just wanted you to know that I listened carefully to what the kids said, to what the teacher said, and I have some good ideas, I think, that might be workable. Okay, all right, thank you.
Thank you. Looking for a motion, please, for 15-SU-018. Second, please.
Second.
Any questions for Dr. Clark this evening? No, seeing none. Mr. Jeskowitz, may we please have a roll call?
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mrs. Hamm?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy? Mrs. McHugh?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin? Mr. Pituto?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis? Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Yes.
And Ms. Grant?
Yes.
That was
15-SU. Sorry, let me say again. 15-SU-020. Thank you.
Motion carries.
Okay. I'd like to open the floor to our first public comment section on agenda items only. To guarantee the fair and orderly expression of an individual, our bylaw 167 limits comments to 3 minutes. We will adhere to this bylaw to allow for everyone to be heard in a very fair, consistent, and equitable way. Also, the public comment section is only for comments made by the public. It is not an interactive session between the board and the public. This, too, is defined by our bylaw. The board will make note of any questions or comments that a member of the public will... Sorry, I'll say it again. The board will make note of any questions or comments that a member of the public will make at the microphone. If the Board of Education has an immediate answer to the question or questions, they will be answered at the conclusion of the public comment section. To the extent any other action is warranted, it will be addressed by the board president or superintendent of schools as appropriate. No participant may speak more than once on the same topic until all others who wish to speak on that topic have been heard. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section on agenda items only to 20 minutes.
Hello, it's Alison Ford, 7 Oak Ridge Road, Annandale. I am actually speaking today regarding 15FF241, which is the elimination of the self-contained autism program in Patrick McGarren School. My son is impacted by that. The thing that I'm really concerned about is I was given 2 weeks' notice and told where he would be going. And effectively, the team in charge would have known that there was a potential issue for a lot longer than that, because there were children of his age who would have been going in that room or staying in that room. So I'm really concerned that until they had the final decisions on the other children, they weren't even prepared to tell me that there could be a problem. It's not very good, especially when you have a special needs child. And I'm gonna have the same problem in 12 months' time with my other one of my other children. And I really, really hope that it's handled a lot better.
Lana Brennan, 21 Fawn Drive. I had a couple things. First off, when I went online to look at the first readings, one of the recording of Board of Education meeting would not come up, so I wasn't able to, on my phone and on my computer, I went both times, I clicked the link, and it wouldn't bring me to it. So I looked at the other policy, but I wasn't sure if the ones with the links had the corrections or changes or whatever. My other thing is, for the bus evacuation drills, I have a question about the preschool bus. If the door in the back is opened for them, or if they are required to do it in the fashion that they would be expected to, bearing an accident or something like that. My children started on the bus with no aid, and we were told there would be no aid. So in the event of an accident, my 4-year-olds need to unbuckle, get out, maybe help each other, and then figure out how to open the door. So, and also even for the older kids, the kindergarten, first, second, you know, they should know basically, you know, this is what you do. You open it and go through it. It just, you know, I just hope it's not open. And okay, they came out, great job, you passed your evacuation, because for a preschool, that's not always the easiest, or, you know, understanding something. And then my other thing is a website question. Is there any way that we can get the, I don't want to call them, I guess posts, Can we get a date, time, timestamp, something? Because I can go on there, look at a something that says, like, for example, the first reading of all these things that happened today. I have no clue when it posted. This could have been last board meeting's first reading of the stuff. It would be nice to have date and time on all of the posts, including the class, the school stuff, and all the different schools' postings. Thank you.
Anyone else like to address the board? Seeing none, I'd like to then open the floor.
I just wanted to respond to the notification about the closing of a class. We did speak for a while back at the possibility of this. We did not know for certain that we would have to do that until there was particular movement that happened that we don't technically control. And so when that happens, and we have a class left of one student, we have to work with the county to look at the options, and they direct us, and we have to wait for them sometimes to respond. And so that's why we did make parents aware of it, that it was a possibility. We just didn't know until a certain time period, and as soon as we knew, we were able to share it. We can only share it when we absolutely know, and when there's other student movement that we're left without anyone for the class or one child, and we have to make other arrangements. So I'm sorry it happens that way sometimes, but it's sometimes unavoidable.
Thank you. I'd like to open the floor to our first recognition of the public. This section is for comments made by the public on school-related matters only. It is not an interactive session between the board and the public. This, too, is defined by our bylaw. The board will make note of any questions or comments that a member of the public will make at the microphone. If the Board of Education has an immediate answer to the question or questions, they'll be answered at the conclusion of the comments section. To the extent any other action is warranted, it will be addressed by the board president or the superintendent of schools as appropriate. To guarantee the fair and orderly expression of an individual, our bylaw 167 limits comments to 3 minutes. We'll adhere to this bylaw to allow for everyone to be heard in a very fair, consistent, and equitable way. No participant may speak more than once on the same topic until all others who wish to speak on that topic have been heard. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 15 minutes.
Hello, it's Alison Ford, 7 Oak Ridge Road, Annandale. I'm actually just wondering whether or not there is an update the board can do to the members of the public regarding the wage negotiation for the teachers' contract, because we haven't heard anything now for quite a period of time.
Anyone else like to address the board? Okay, seeing none, then let's move on to the report of the School Business Administrator Board Secretary, Mr. Jeskowitz.
The date of the Board of Education's next regular meeting is scheduled for Monday, July 27, 2015 at 7:30 p.m. in the auditorium of the Clinton Township Middle School. Bus evacuation drills were conducted successfully at the Township Middle School and the Round Valley School on Tuesday, May 19, 2015. The drills were conducted successfully at the Patrick McGarren School on Wednesday, May 20, 2015. And drills were conducted successfully at the Spruce Run School on Wednesday, May 20th and 21st, 2015. The drill was also conducted successfully at Spruce Run School for the afternoon kindergarten on Thursday, May 28, 2015. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. Looking for a motion, please, on 15-BA-025 to 15-BA-028.
Motion.
Mr. Petito, second, please.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Jeskowitz this evening?
Yeah, I've got some questions. Mrs. Brennan asked a question that kind of piques my interest, too. I know this is informational, the bus evacuation drills. Actually, who has the responsibility for the bus evacuation drills, and under what policy and practice is the evacuation of a bus to take place? In other words, I think her question on a two-door bus with one bus driver, what is that process? Because as we look at the different schools here and the age groups, I would assume that in place, in combination with our bus companies, plural,
yes,
that there is some commonality among that and some education on how to work the doors and
yes,
where to go in case of a...
Yes, I just wrote myself a note to, what I wrote is email Mrs. Brennan about pre-K drills, because I have to get that exact information so that I can find out for you the answer to your question. So I will do that, and I'll get you the information. So I'm happy to copy you as well.
Any other questions? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Pattullo?
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh?
Yes.
Mrs. Hand?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
I'm going to abstain from 15BA-025. I didn't think those were complete. And yes on the others.
Mrs. Van der Alt?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Moving on to the reports of our committees. First cover the Facilities and Finance Committee. Mr. Pattullo is the chair of that committee. Can you please give your report?
Sure. So tonight we have actually a pretty large agenda. We have a total of 85 action items. In the interest of time, I'm going to summarize them. I did want to state that most of the items tonight were largely related to standard operating procedures that occur at this time of the school year. So the included action items include a number of bill approvals, some travel requests, approval for home instruction, donation acceptances, estimated reserve account deposits, various grant acceptances, contract approvals, transportation routes information. We have several items on private school tuition, bid results for the improvement of our sewer treatment plants, and finally, several state contract purchases. So with that said, I'm seeking an approval for action items 15FF-232 through 15FF-316.
Just looking for a second, please.
Second.
Any questions for Mr. Pattullo? No? Seeing none, can we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Pattullo?
Yes.
Mrs. Hand?
I need to abstain on a couple. I need to abstain on FF232, 271, 272, 273, 274, 275, and 316. And yes on the rest.
Mrs. McHugh?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Due to the timeliness of the distribution, I'm abstaining.
Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Yes.
Mrs. Graham?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Moving on to the committee personnel negotiations. Mr. McTiernan is the chair of that committee. Mr. McTiernan, can you give your report, please?
Yes, put forth 25 items. We have action items 15PM-217 through 15PM-241. Most of the items that are on here are the normal day or monthly operations of the administrative staff. It's the hiring of replacement teachers. We, of course, at the end of the school year, have a number of lunch aides that we're resigning. I think the one thing of note would be action item 15PM-239, which is the renewal or the approval to continue employment for the administrative support and non-affiliated staff for the 2015 through 2016 year at their current salaries until a new agreement with them also has been approved. So with that, I would put forth a motion to approve action items 15PM-217 through 15PM-241.
Second, please.
Second.
Any questions for Mr. McTiernan this evening? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Yes.
Ms. Hand?
Yes.
Ms. McHugh?
Yes.
Mr. Pertuto?
Yes.
And Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Our last committee report.
Update on negotiations. We have an update to answer a question that came at the microphone also as part of this report. We did provide an update on contract negotiations at our last board meeting. Is that a memorandum of agreement was reached between the board and the Clinton Township Educational Association. I believe the date was, though I didn't write that down or bring it with me, June 5th of this year. The agreement, of course, is subject to ratification by the members of the CTEA, also subject to ratification vote and approval by the members of the Board of Education. There are a number of individual items that need to be worked out in regards to the contract and the agreement, in regards, for example, the salary guides, which have been initially submitted to the board for review and will be processed further for our agreement. It's anticipated that at some early point in time, we'll be back to the CTEA with our positions on that, and we'll go back and meet on final negotiations on the contract and ideally reach or come close to an agreement within the near term.
Thank you. Moving on to our committee policy and curriculum. Ms. Rachel McLaughlin is the chair of that particular committee. She was unable to attend this evening's meeting. Dr. Clark is going to give Ms. McLaughlin's report on that committee. Dr. Clark?
Okay. I don't think I'll be able to do it as well as Rachel does it, but I'll do my best. First topic of discussion that we discussed was the special proposal for the behavioral program at the middle school. We had a special guest at our meeting. Alice Steinheimer came and did a complete presentation regarding this behavioral program, bringing it to the middle school to support students and families in crisis. There was a long discussion about it. Many questions were asked. Information shared and balancing the cost within the budget, which we explained how we were supporting it within the budget. And so the personnel, the Policy and Curriculum Committee did recommend that we move this program forward, and were very supportive of the concept for our schools. We also gave had an on-course update that we were moving along. We're working on website uniformity plan and transitioning that for the fall. Our tech department is working on that this summer and moving it forward so that we'll have much better uniformity among all of the websites, and we're helping the teachers do that with the addition of the tech support that we have in personnel tonight. We also had a discussion on class size and looked carefully at the board policy there, and there was some changes in the class size wording policy specific to kindergarten through grades two. And so I believe the first reading of that policy is tonight. We also reviewed the professional learning plan and the mentoring, the professional development plan and the mentoring plan. We explained it, reviewed it, and it was recommended for approval. We went over the tech department vision and mission statements, played with some wording there, adjusted that, and then recommended that for approval. We also had some minor changes in a series of policies and some bylaws that we were reviewing. And we are looking at considering working with the school board's program to totally review and condense. Those of you who are familiar with policy books that are this high each, multiple ones, we're looking at finding a way to condense and review those policies so that they're a little bit more manageable for everyone to work with. We discussed some concerns about a sixth grade trip and the amount of time that the students got to be there, and we're looking for the future about some exploring some other options for sixth grade in the future. We also discussed summer curriculum work, the addition of a kind of substitution of a teacher for the ExxonMobil Academy, and the NCLB, No Child Left Behind grant, that the good news was we were getting some additional monies that we didn't expect, which was lovely. And we set our next meeting for July 13th.
Thank you. Looking for a motion, please, for 15-PC-035 to 15-PC-043. Second, please.
Second.
Any questions for Dr. Clark? Seeing none, Mr. Jeskowitz, may we please have a roll call?
Mrs. Vanderhoff.
Yes.
Mr. Pituto.
Yes.
Mrs. Hand.
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh.
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan.
I'm abstaining from 15-PC-035. 037 and 038, yes to the other.
And Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
We have two ad hoc committees within the board structure right now that are working on particular projects. The first one is our district website ad hoc committee run by Mr. John Pituto. Mr. Pituto, do you have a report this evening on the ad hoc committee?
Just a brief one. We haven't had the opportunity to meet since our last board meeting, but we're continuing to work on the presentation that we want to put forth to the board. And just another note, I'm actually very pleased to hear that we're working on a website uniformity project over the summer, because that was one of the biggest issues that the committee came up with. So very glad to hear about that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The second ad hoc committee that the board is active in is looking at the feasibility of closing school. We have not met since the last board meeting. However, we are very active in looking for a date to have our next meeting during the month of July. Moving on now to old business of the Board of Education. This portion of our meeting is for the board members to ask questions about old business of the board on school-related matters only. It's not a time to make personal statements. Rather, it's a time to review topics that have been previously discussed and bring up old topics relative to the business of the board. I'd like to start this section with Mr. McTiernan. He is the liaison to the town council. Mr. McTiernan, do you have anything to report this evening?
Nothing much. The town council still continues to work on COA. Again, just a reminder to the board that any impact on COA is probably years away, but that is still being worked on along with the Highlands Act. Expect to hear a little bit more on that at the board meeting this coming Wednesday evening, or excuse me, the council meeting this coming Wednesday evening.
Great, thank you. Any old business that members of the Board of Education would like to bring up? No, seeing none then, I'd like to move on to new business of the board. Same parameters that guide us through old business will use to guide us through the new business section. So if any board members would like to bring up any new business relative to the board, please do so now. No? Okay. Seeing none then, I'd like to open up the floor to our second recognition of the public. This section for members of the public to express themselves on school matters of community interest will follow the same outline as detailed in the first public comment section of agenda items only. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 15 minutes. Anyone like to address the board? Nope. Seeing none, then Mr. Jeskowitz, would you please read our executive session statement, sir?
Whereas while the Senator Byron M. Bayer Open Public Meetings Act NJSA 10:4-6 et sec. requires all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be held in public. NJSA 10:4-12B sets forth 9 types of matters that may lawfully be discussed in executive session, i.e. without the public being permitted to attend. And whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10:4-12B to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session. Whereas any matter involving the employment, appointment, termination of employment, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance, promotion, or disciplining of any specific prospective public officer or employee or current public officer or employee employed or appointed by the public body, unless all individual employees or appointees whose rights could be adversely affected request in writing that such matter or matters be discussed at a public meeting, subject to the balancing the public's interest and the employee's privacy rights under South Jersey Publishing Company versus New Jersey Expressway Authority, 124 NJ 478, the employees and nature of the discussion described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality or the superintendent's evaluation, negotiations, and non-affiliated staff and personnel. Whereas any collective bargaining agreement or the terms and conditions of which are proposed for inclusion in any collective bargaining agreement, including the negotiation of terms and conditions with employees or representatives of employees of the public body. The collective bargaining contract discussed is between the Clinton Township Board of Education and the Clinton Township Education Association and the Clinton Township Board of Education. And whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 60 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for only the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such time as the reason for confidentiality no longer exists. Action may be taken upon return.
Thank you, Mr. Desbrooks. Looking for a motion to go into executive session, please.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Executive session. Looking for a motion to reconvene the meeting?
Okay.
Two? Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Looking for a motion, please, to adjourn the meeting? Dan?
Second.
Gina? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Meeting adjourned.